Hello there, fanboys and fangirls and everyone in between. This is The Doctor talking. This podcast is a proud member of the Discussing Network. All right, allons-y.
You are now entering the Phantom Squad podcast. Enjoy the match.
Hey everyone, before we get started, this episode is brought to you by Lucky 13 Tattoo Bomb. Do you have tattoos that are faded or old looking, or do you have any new tattoos or tattoos you just want to bring the color and life back to like the day you got them? Try Lucky 13 Tattoo Bomb and you're going to love your tattoos again like the first day. If you type in promo code Phantom Squad Podcast at checkout, you'll get 25% off your order. All right, let's get into the episode.
Hey, everyone. This is going to be another episode of the Phantom Squad Podcast. My guest this week is Taya and Sammy of the Offbeat Worm Podcast. How's it going,
hello,
guys?
Hello.
That was a great intro.
Your intro is so much cooler than our intro. We're just kind of reviving. You really have the energy. I love it. Hello. Listeners, thank you so much for having us. We're so excited to be here. You're welcome.
Yeah, definitely with intros, I had to get used to that. I'm very awkward introvert, so I'm like, I gotta sound like I'm interesting.
The energy is great. I love it.
Thank you. So how did you guys start your podcast? Was it because I know I just started getting into it recently. When did you guys actually start your podcast?
So this is a two-part answer. I started the podcast solo in February of 2020, and I was doing it by myself. It was just like a fun little thing, but like I had only ever really listened to like two podcasts before in my life, and I didn't understand what actually goes into making a podcast not be bad. And so I was doing it with like, I had this really nice condenser mic I just had, but I didn't have a pop filter, and I was like very close to it. So it was very gross, like the audio quality was bad, and it was just me talking to myself, and I think I'm really funny when I'm talking to myself, but I'm not. And so I did that for a couple months, and I just got really bored. I was like, this just isn't enjoyable, but I wanted it to be enjoyable. Like, I wanted to do something fun. So Sammy and I got into a habit of going on walks together during quarantine. That was like our fun best friend hangout thing. And one day I was like, hey, Sammy, you know, I have this podcast. What if you just did it with me? Mm-hmm. And so I stopped at the end of July. We took August off. I deleted all of my old episodes. We bought real microphones, which we then replaced, and then we replaced that one, and then we replaced that one, and now we're finally good. But we took a month to plan and come up with ideas, and we did research on how you actually make a podcast not suck. And then we started up again, but for realsies this time, September 2nd of 2020, and now we're going.
Yeah, when Taya asked me if I want to do a podcast, I was like, what?
At first, you seemed like the last person that would want to do a podcast with me, but I knew I didn't want to do it with anyone else because you're my best friend.
Thanks, man.
I was like, she's going to warm up to it. I'm very persuasive. I was like, she's going to warm up to the idea. And then I figured also once it wasn't just me saying this is what we're going to do and I got you coming in with your own ideas, it would be more of like a teamwork type thing and then it would work out. And then we got there. Now we're having fun.
Awesome. Now, have you gotten any inspiration from like other like best friend duo podcasts or people? Like, I know Rhett and Link from GMM have Ear Biscuits, which is a big inspiration for me. I think I love them more than I do Joe Rogan.
Not necessarily podcasts as much. I watch more of like, I really like commentary YouTube. And so I watched of like collaboration commentary YouTube. And I liked the way I saw people play off each other, but I more felt like I had had friends come on in episodes and I was doing it myself, and those ones just sounded and felt more fun. And I just felt like, I feel like when you have a podcast, like a true crime podcast or something like that, where there's like a specific topic and focus, it's easier to do by yourself. I don't know for sure, but I feel like that's how it is, but I feel like when you're trying to do a comedy thing, and you can't really do stand-up as a podcast, so when you're trying to do comedy, it's easier if you have someone to play off of. So it was kind of a mix of, like, watching people play off of each other in, like, commentary YouTube, and just kind of feeling it for myself and deciding that's what felt right.
And for me, I just think sometimes we just say the funniest stuff, and I'm like, I used to be like, wow, someone else has to hear this, because we're funny.
Yeah, well, and we'd say things on our walk, and I'd be like, that was funny if we recorded it and put it on the internet. Like, we just play off each other so well. We just vibe together so well that it just kind of works.
Yeah, it's sort of like with the past episode that you guys just did with the fort. It's those funny moments. You're like, wait, can we take these funny little jokes that we made to ourselves? And I think someone else would find this as funny as we do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I view the podcast as like Sammy and I are just hanging out, but we prepare a little in advance and then we record it and post it on the internet. It's not that much different than when we're just hanging out.
It's
like
true.
When we go on walks and we just talk, or when we just sit in my house and talk. It's not anything different. We just kind of feel like we go into it with a little bit of a plan and we record it and make sure it doesn't sound bad. But it's, yeah, it just works.
Yeah, like our actual conversations in real life.
It's not different.
It's not different at all.
And we crack each other up and we crack ourselves up. And that's how I was like, someone has to find this funny. Because I think Sammy's hysterical, and I think I'm hysterical. So someone else has to find us funny, too.
There was one point in that Fort podcast that I fell off of the stool onto the floor. Because
yeah.
I think it was like you were coming up with a pitch for some wacky inventions. I don't know. I fell off of my chair.
Yeah.
I just love those blooper moments. Like, I know there's so many of, like, I've gotten used to doing the intro, so I'm good at it now, but in the beginning, I was like, okay, what's your last name? How do you say your name? Da-da-da. Fuck, I fucked it up. Okay, let me try that again.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just, okay, fuck. Let me do that again one more time. Here we go.
Yeah, definitely.
Just the bloopers of just the editing. A lot of people don't realize, like, when it comes to that, I know there's so much that you probably cut out of episodes that you're like, God, I don't know, this is funny, but, like, I gotta cut it.
I cut an unbelievable amount out of episodes, partially because if I don't, they would just be so unbearably long. And there's sometimes where we say funny things, but we shouldn't have said funny things. Like in the episode we did about the Winchester House, and I think I ended up editing all the things I cut into the end of the episode, but there was a solid like 8-minute chunk where I just couldn't say Connecticut without laughing my ass off. And we spent 8 minutes with me just going, Connecticut, and us like laughing so hard we would fall over. And then I'd say like, and they lived in Connecticut, and then we would just laugh, and we ended up having to cut like 8 minutes out of that episode, because I was like, this is funny, but we're talking about someone's like dead husband right now. Like, I feel like we probably shouldn't be laughing for the next 8 minutes and just keep this in. But yeah, you eventually get used to it. And there's some things where I'm like, it's risky, but I think it's funny, so we'll just let it slide. And there's some times where I'm like, I think it's hysterical, but I know if someone else heard this, they would not be very happy with me. So it's about finding what's appropriate, you know?
Yes. Now, I don't know if anybody has to ask you. I know you said you didn't do that on purpose. Has anyone ever asked you, like, why, like, you're the more extreme one that swears and Sammy's the more straight man? Have you ever been asked, like, did you guys plan that out to have the more dynamic one, the more straight man, or kind of did it just, is that just your personalities?
That's just how we are, you know. Do you want to say something about this, Sammy?
I think it's really funny because I didn't start swearing until high school, and there are still, I have never said the F word.
I'm working on it, don't worry.
I personally think, and I know a lot of people, it might be like kind of something everyone tells you, but I imagine, oh God, what if my grandmother hears me saying this? So I usually try, but I just naturally, I don't swear that much. I feel that the things that come out of my brain naturally are funny enough without me swearing that it swearing almost takes it away from me, because I'm just like impulsively just things come out of my brain.
I feel like that's kind of been always been the dynamic of our friendship, and it's changed a little over time. I feel like sometimes, I don't know if you notice this, but sometimes I censor myself when we're talking because I'm like, maybe Sammy won't like that as much. Like, I was that kid that swore all the time in middle school, and it's gone down a little bit. But we've always just kind of had the dynamic of, like, I'm the way I am and you're the way you are, and it just kind of works.
Yeah, it sort of balances itself out.
I do all the swearing and craziness on Sammy's behalf, and she keeps me from going too crazy all of the time. And that's how it is. And I think I get it more from, I watch and listen to a lot of comedy things, whether it's stand-up or movies or YouTube and things like that. And the way I grew up watching it, people always just swore. And I was like, all right, I'm going to do that too. And then I did. And it works, so I don't plan on stopping anytime soon.
To hold on to the fact that I haven't said the F word for so long, because
you're gonna hold that for as long as you can.
Truly wins the never have I evers. Yep. Like, I can just throw
even
it out.
Even though you
there.
Could win one of those, so
that is true.
That might be a goal of this episode, to get Sammy to say fuck at least once.
I've tried. Trust me, I have tried. One day I'll make her crack.
When it finally happens, gonna be even more special.
It's gonna be the best moment of my life.
It's gonna be Taya's, instead of their kids saying mama for the first time, it's gonna be Sammy saying fuck for the first time.
Yeah, I wish. Yeah, 100%.
It's like that joke I always go back to when people talk about swearing. I'm like, oh, come on. It's like, you know what happened to the word fuck? We fucked it up. It didn't used to be that meaning.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard the George Carlin skit about it, where he talks about how it was originally like to hit something. Mm-hmm. And he's like, it evolved over the da-da-da. And he's like, you know what happened? We fucked it up.
Yeah. One day, Sammy, you'll say it. And it has to be in front of me or I'll be so unbelievably upset. And I'll never let you forget that. No, just
like, that's our best friend clause. It has to be in front of me.
I'm going to say it. It has to be in front of me. I don't care if you have to FaceTime me.
Okay.
I don't even have to be there in person. I just want to win. My own two eyeballs.
Okay.
It's
the PG-13 clause, at least one.
Yes. I'm glad we've reached this point in our friendship. This feels good.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Awesome. Yeah, I'm the same way. I think it's just best friendship. Like, it just kind of, I know they say like opposites attract, because my best friend's the same way. He's the snarky, sarcastic asshole that if you don't know him, like, you're like, oh, that guy's a little off. But if you know him, you're like, oh, dude, you're fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And I'm more of this shy, kind of quiet one that I'm like, I'll go along with you because this is funny and I'm going to go with you. So it's kind of that same dynamic. You have the straight man and the one that's like, does the more crazier stuff than you.
Yeah, we balance each other out. It works. It happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Taya's awesome, a natural awesome. Talker, too.
I love talking.
It's true.
That's why I have a podcast, Sammy. I love
Yes, for sure. That's what people, when they hear I'm an introvert, they're like, wait, you're a host of a podcast. I'm like, yeah, I use that to make me talk.
Yeah, everyone has their reasons. I use it because I need to talk somehow, and I can't always talk to people.
You're like, I need therapy, and I don't want to go to therapy.
That's a way of putting it.
Yeah, same here. That's, I tell people, I'm like, we can talk about whatever you want to. Mental health, we can swear, whatever you want to talk about. I was like, I'll be your therapist this week if I need to.
Yeah, we'll talk about pretty much anything we can find a way. Evidently, if people have heard our podcast, we can find a way to talk about pretty much anything. Mm-hmm. With, like, fight to the death, and the Bermuda Triangle, and French fries. We find a way.
I feel like our podcast is just like the category miscellaneous.
Yeah, it just is.
Yeah.
It's its own category.
I know. That's one thing with mine, I talk to so many different people and stuff, and I'm like, it's like, what is your podcast? I'm like, it's this, but I have to pick what category when I put it on like a player. I'm like,
it's
more than just film and TV review. I'm all of this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think about that. Because, I mean, for us, we're just comedy. Like, no matter what we're talking about, it's going to be comedy. But at the same time, like, if you're like, oh, you have a podcast, what's it about? And I'm like, well, one time we did an episode about Bigfoot, but then we also did an episode where we made Miley Cyrus and the Kool-Aid Man fight each other. So, you know, it's just, it is what it is. Well, yeah. And then people are like, okay, all right.
You're like, I don't know about that. You're like, it's a variety show.
You really have to listen to it because it sounds weirder than it is. Like, when we're doing it, it makes sense. But if I just say that we do episodes about that, people are like, okay, then that's good for you, sweetie.
Yeah, I think, like, the first time I saw, like, one of your posts, it was the, I think it's the water horse, the little bug, the thing that's in the water. And then I was like, worm. I was like, oh, yeah, the water bear. Every time I see that now, I think of the Family Guy episode. But I saw that photo and I was like, okay, offbeat worm. They must be like a science podcast about like different worms and parasites. And then I listened. I was like, wow, this is not at all what I thought this podcast
was going to be. That's not even kind of what that's about. I know. I tried to incorporate science a little bit in the beginning. But
I love that you tried.
Then I got a little lazy with the... Researching thing? Because yeah. Like when you're talking about science, you actually have to say facts. Like you have to make sure what you're saying is factual.
Yeah, like when we started having to actually cite sources for things, and I was like, oh, I just kind of made that up. That's a little awkward. But yeah, it was fun while it lasted, and now we just
So have you thought of doing Sammy's science facts as a segment and just like, if you want to, if you think I'm wrong, just look at Bill Nye.
that would be good. We should try that. We have a smart episode coming up at some point. It's just taking longer than I expected because I actually have to put effort into it. But we do smart things sometimes.
Occasionally.
We take hard classes in school. We do all of our hard things during the day. This is when we get to do stupid things.
It's true.
This is stupid people.
I mean, I think that if the stupidest things that we do as high schoolers is have a podcast,
then we're pretty smart.
Yeah.
That's one thing I wanted to ask you too, because I know you had said too, like a lot of people don't realize how young you guys are. Like,
yeah.
I thought you were at least like your 20s. Like, I was like, oh, cool. Because that's most podcasts. I was like, wait, wow, they're still in high school. I wish I started that young. Holy crap.
Yeah. I think I've just kind of, especially with the pandemic, gotten into this mindset that like, you only have so much time to do things in your life. If I want to have a podcast and I can have a podcast, why would I wait? You know? And if I don't like it, like if I started the podcast in February and I went, wow, I really hate this, I just stopped doing it. But I was like, man, this is a thing I like to do. I might as well do it. I'm young. I'm having fun with it. This is what we do for fun.
Yeah, I don't think it would have happened at any other time in our lives.
We also would not have had time to do that is true. At any other time in our lives. So it just, everything just kind of lined up perfectly for us to do it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. So how, I know that, I don't know if you guys are like on campus, are you more like online schooling or?
Half and half.
Yeah, so Sammy's doing hybrid. She goes in 2 days and then she's remote 3 days and I'm all remote, which is just personal choice. If I stay home, I get to wake up an hour later every morning and I like sleeping. So I'm all remote and Sammy goes sometimes, but we're supposed to be going back like full time in like May.
Oh,
yeah. They have
yes.
High school. Yeah. Not yet.
Yes. Yeah, so I was wondering like if you guys were like full time in person, if it was like at a different time, like how would this, like the podcast, like I'm trying to word this right. If you were in person, like would that, your social status or like how would that would affect, like you're like, oh, there's the podcast girls, or how, because I know how high school can be when it comes to stuff of like what you're doing.
Well, and you know what? I've thought about this. I've genuinely put thought into this before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people care that much.
That is true.
See, Sammy and I, we have this thing.
We're
right?
Very unique.
I don't know if I can explain it.
the way that'll really do it justice. Everyone knows who we are.
It's true.
We're that friendship. Like, we've been friends for years. We do a lot of things together. We spend a lot of time together. Everyone knows Taya and Sammy, and they are friends. And most people also know we have a podcast. I just think no one really cares that much, which is fine. I say that like it's a bad thing. I think I would almost rather people not care as much, because I don't want it to be like weird. Like, I don't want when we go back to school, like, I don't need that. And every once in a while, we'll be in like a breakout room at school and someone will be like, oh, hey, Taya, how's that podcast going? And I'm like, it's doing well, friend. And then I'll be like, yeah, like, we're having fun. We've done a lot of cool stuff with it. But I think, you know, considering like to high school standards, what people our age now think is like cool is not having a podcast, no matter how popular it is. If we were modeling, if we were on a TV show, people would be like, whoa, you guys are so cool. But they're like, oh, you have a podcast. And I'm like, yeah, I have a podcast.
Like, everybody has a podcast.
which, I mean, isn't true, but in a sense, it kind of is. Anyone could have a podcast. And I think that's why people are like, all right. And some people are really interested in it. Every once in a while, I get someone comes up and like, whoa, you have a podcast. That's so awesome. And then other people are like, oh, nice, you do that thing.
Yeah, believe it or not, Jeremy, I am not the most popular kid at school.
I feel like we're, like, very neutral.
Everyone knows me.
Like, we're not popular, but no one, like, hates us.
And everyone knows I'm...
Sammy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a very unique personality, and I can't tell if people are, like, annoyed slightly.
I think people are intimidated by how cool we are.
It is true.
That's how we like to think. We like to think that we're just too cool for everyone, which isn't the case.
See, I think that's why I relate to the pod, because I was that kid in high school. The I wasn't like popular, but I was the nerdy rocker kid that everybody knew. Like, oh yeah, that's that rocker nerd kid.
Yeah.
And like, because I did all the art stuff. I was the art club president in my high school, and so like, oh, that's that guy.
Yeah.
And but yeah, I was friends with a little bit of everybody. I'm like, as long as you're not a dick to me, we can be friends.
Exactly. Like, we know everyone and we get along with pretty much everyone, but we just kind of, we stay out of everyone's way and everyone stays out of our way and we all just kind of coexist.
Yeah.
And that's it. So the very shortened answer to our extremely long answer is, I don't think people care all that much, but some people think it's cool sometimes.
Awesome.
Thank you. I have a way with words.
Cool. Yeah, definitely. It's one of those things, like, seeing how young you guys are, I wish I would have started then, because, like, telling myself, my younger self now, being the nerd that I am, like, hey, you'll get to talk to the woman who voiced Velma from Scooby-Doo, or you'll get to talk to one of the actors from Doctor Who, like, blows my mind. I'm like, you're get out of here. Like, it's just crazy, like, what, just through podcasts, what you can do, or reach out to somebody, and... It's great. Like, I just had, if you guys know Channel Frederator, they do a lot of the Adventure Time and Bravest Warriors, those cartoons for Cartoon Network. And one of their animators, I just had him on, and he was great.
Awesome.
He was like, I didn't work on Adventure Time, but I know those guys.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, that's kind of how I felt about, like, having X-Lovers on, if you heard that episode. X-Lovers is, like, my favorite band. Like, I love them. And I reached out to them one day. I was like, this is probably a long shot, and I don't think anything's going to happen. But hey, guys, would you like to come on my podcast? And then they didn't say no. And I was like, okay, so we're going to be interviewing my favorite band ever? And I was like, if nothing else comes from this podcast, right, even if no one ever listens to it, literally no one cares, the things we're doing, the people we're meeting, it makes it all worth it. Also, it's just a great time. But, like, if nothing else, like, we got to meet X-Lovers. We got to be on your show. We were just on another friend's show. We've had people come on our show. Like, all of these cool things that have happened makes it, like, so worth it. And I think it's so cool that we're the age we are, like, networking like this. I don't know if that's like, all of the people we're getting to meet and talk to, this wouldn't have happened. We would have never done this. Look at us. We're so cool.
Yeah. And I have learned a lot, such as in English the other day, my English teacher asked if anyone knew the history of the French fry. And I did.
You did.
Which was awesome.
It's Thomas Jefferson. Stand by
he
that.
Did not believe me when I said that it was Thomas Jefferson.
It's Thomas Jefferson.
If you listen to that podcast, there are a few different theories. So I gave him the wildest one, which he did not agree with. But still, I was like, I know that. Yeah. I can give an
answer. I was really proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff. Like, I'm a big history buff, too. And there's a lot of cool things that you find, and you're like, wow, wait, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like, one of the ones that I always, somebody made a joke about it. I think there was a Family Guy episode, and, like, people were like, oh, that can't be real. Like, I'm like, no, Abraham Lincoln was bisexual, and he ran a brothel out of the White House. Fun fact.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Are you serious? I'm like, yeah, that episode was legit.
Yeah, like, I wasn't kidding. That actually happened.
Yeah, just weird history stuff. It's great. Like, I think another one that always gets messed up is, like, George Washington's teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of, I know, like, I don't know if they changed it now for you guys. I know when I was in school, a couple years ago, they were like, yeah, all his teeth were originally all wooden. And when you find out later, it's like, no, the gums were wooden. His teeth were actually teeth he bought from slaves. If you can't see these, listeners, big air quotes on he bought them from the slaves.
Oh.
The teeth were real. It's just the gums were wooden.
Very interesting. I didn't know that either. I'm learning things. I love learning things, except when it's in school. I don't like learning things there.
Oh, yeah. There's a show you might guys like. I think it's on Netflix. One of my British friends told me it's called Horrible Histories, and it's just weird historical facts.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And they're like a British, they're kind of like a modern Monty Python's troupe.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Awesome. So I know... Oh, I don't know if you showed Sammy. Did Taya show you the Danny DeRito photos I sent them?
Oh my god,
I love Danny DeRito. If people didn't know that, I like Danny DeRito a lot.
Yes, can you see the giant Danny DeRito poster in the background?
It's not the
only
one.
Where did you find that?
I got it for Christmas. It was on Amazon.
That is amazing.
Oh my god. I love it. It's a Danny DeRito burrito.
And I love how they're so stylishly done by like really good artists.
Someone did not tattoo that on themselves.
Wait.
Who tattooed that on themselves?
Oh, this one?
No. Up.
Yeah, there's one that's a tattoo, and I was like, I want to get that. And my girlfriend was like,
no. I'm trying to convince Sammy to get matching worm tattoos. She doesn't want to. So I'm upset about that.
Have you heard our scheme to get sued by Danny DeVito? Do we have a scheme, or is the plan just to get sued somehow?
Yeah, I think that was it.
You say that like we have.
So is it when we're scheming so you can meet him?
Yeah, I mean, that would be the ideal situation. But we would also have to wait until we have enough money to afford to be sued by Danny.
I don't know, though. He seems such a nice guy. I don't think he'd be like, it's okay. I'm not going
to. I feel like if Danny DeVito listened to our podcast, he would not like us very much.
We do talk a lot about Danny DeVito.
Not that we say anything bad about Danny DeVito.
No, Danny
he'd probably
DeVito
just be like,
angel.
Oh. Like, we're like, we love Danny. But he'd be like, I don't think he'd vibe with it as much as we would want him to.
Yeah, he's one of those things that it's weird. Like, when you find about him, like, I don't know if you know the woman that played his wife, Matilda, they've been married for, like, almost 60-something years.
Aw, that's so cute.
Yeah, you would think he'd one of those guys because of his character from Always Phil. You're like, oh, he's a ladies' man. But you're like, oh, wait, no, he's actually just been married to the one woman, like, in love since, like, forever.
We need to have Danny DeVito on our podcast.
That is my one goal.
That's all I want in life. If I don't do anything else for the rest of my existence, I just want Danny DeVito on our podcast.
Yeah.
That would be the best thing ever.
Yeah, I'm in the process of trying to get I have IMD Pro, which is how I get my guests, and
yeah.
I just sent a couple of emails to his people, so I'm hoping
if
I get him, I will pass on their information.
God! Oh my God.
I would cry. I would, tears.
I'm correct. I would, if that works, I'm going to buy IMDb Pro right now, and I'm gonna do it.
Oh yeah, a lot of them. It's great. Like I had Betty White who emailed me back, and Tim Curry, but a lot of them, they were like, hey, our health right now, we're not doing it, but thank you for doing it. And then one of the guys from Star Trek, he was also, did you ever watch the show Chowder?
No. I did watch Star Trek, though.
Okay, he was Lieutenant Barkley. Yeah, Lieutenant Barkley on Next Gen.
Oh,
he texted me back, and he was like, I'm so sorry, but health and family reasons.
Yeah.
And it was like, I can't. And it was like, signed, Dwight Schultz. And I was like, holy shit.
Oh, the fact that you even get to like even having them say no would make my entire life, though.
Right?
I feel
yeah.
very jealous that you got to meet H. John Benjamin.
Yes.
The
story behind that, I just happened to, I was like, shot in the dark. Same thing. Just saw the email and they were like, yeah, he'd be glad to. And he saw that you're not as big. And I was like, wait. And he's like, he was going to give you a break. He told me, he's like, yeah, I saw you. And I figured I'd give you a break and I'd help you out. And he's like, if I don't do any other podcasts, because I don't really do them, it's your fault. And I was like, oh, my God.
Like, I would cry. I love him so much.
Oh, yeah. I have his personal email address now. And I email him every now and then. I'm like, my best friend's like, dude, how does it feel that you have the personal contact with one of your favorite voice actors? And I was like, dude, tell 15-year-old me. Mind blown.
No, like I would cry. Like tears would come out of my eyeballs. Like I love him so much. Anyway.
Yeah, I got to email him back. He's actually trying to help me get Kristen Shaw, who plays Louise.
excuse you? Wow. All right. Okay. I'm going to just have to, so how does that work? You just pay for the subscription and then you just have access to all of these people's information.
Well, pretty much. Yeah. You just pay. It's like a $20 a month subscription. And then it has like, you go, you search them and it has their agent's contact information. And what I do is I just contact their agents, go, hey, I'm the, of this podcast. Here's many downloads that I have. Here's the guests that I've had. And then just wait, if they message me back, then they don't. His took about, I think, like 2 months for them to message me back. And they're like, hey, I'm the agent of H. John Benjamin. And then I was like setting it up. And then like, hey, so you don't have to keep going through us. We'll send you and ask him, can he give you your personal? And then he emailed me from his personal email address. Same with Dylan Snyder from Kicking It on Disney.
Which I'm also extremely jealous about, because holy shit, Kicking It was my entire childhood.
He was great. He texted me from his personal. I sent it to an agent and he was like, hey, it's Dylan. I was like, whoa, holy shit.
So like, okay,
in the process, he told me he'd help me out, because I talked to him afterwards. It cut it out of the episode. If you listen to the episode, mm-hmm. He's gonna help me get Allison, his wife Sue. So
so jealous. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. And it, like I said, it just telling your younger self, like, I'm so jealous that you got started so young and just getting to experience all. Like I said, if you would have told my younger self, like, getting to talk to these people or emails or blessings from Tim Curry and Betty White, you're just like, what? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, it's,
no, that's, I'm going to have to get that, like, very soon.
It's definitely a lot of, I can tell you, it is definitely a lot of tag. It's like, hey, I'm going to send out 5 emails to 5 different agents. Hopefully they text me back. Like, I'm looking at Billie Piper, if you know who she is. I'm looking at Billie Piper right now from Doctor Who and hoping to get her.
I want to do that, because I have, like, a list of people that I would love to have on the show that I'm just, like, very scared to reach out to, because I don't even know why I'm scared. Because a lot of these people, I've just spent time, like, going through the internet, finding their agents' content. If you look hard enough on, like, their websites, it's really not that hard to find. Like, I have a list of, like, my favorite comedians that, like, aren't that big, that I think if we tried, we could get. I'm just too scared to ask them. But, like, if I could meet even one of those people, like, I think my life would explode. Like...
Yes. Like I also go through their social media. It's like the Yellow Power Ranger, Nakia Baris. Mm-hmm. I went through her Instagram and she was like checking my DMs. And I DM'd her and she was like, yeah, I'd love to. And I was like, great.
Yeah, that's
so, yeah, send emails. Same with, I just got, I didn't even realize who she was at first till my girlfriend told me. I think it's Annalise. I can't remember her last name. She's a producer for Smosh.
What?
And that's, I didn't so realize cool. It was her. I was like, oh, she has cool content. And then my girlfriend was like, wait, you know who that is, right? And I was like, are you shitting me? I was like, wait, she produces for Smosh, which is owned by Mythical. So maybe she can give me Rhett and Link. Fuck.
That's literally so cool. Holy shit. Anyway, now that I'm freaking out, it's fine. No, Okay.
I can't tell you right now, John Mulaney is not doing anything. Sammy, I don't know if you know, he's
Sammy told me today, Sammy's rehab. Like, we should get John Mulaney. I said, Sammy, that's not going to happen. Good try, though. I really want to get Dana Dute, who played Falafel Phil on Kickin' It.
Yes.
I want him on the show so bad.
I have sent emails to his people, so I can send you his contact stuff to try to send out. Yeah, I can forward his agents to you.
Thank you so much. You're my favorite person ever. Besides,
no, I can't guarantee the message you back. No, but
that's
I can
totally
send you
fine. I'm more than happy to even give it a shot. He had an Instagram live once. It was like 2 a.m. our time, and I couldn't sleep. And he was like, I'm just letting people on. So I requested, and he like let me on, and I was like on the verge of tears from excitement the whole time. It was like the best 8 minutes of my life. I was so excited. He's such a good dude. He's so cool. I love him. Anyway, I'm a nerd. It's fine.
Now, yeah, I don't know if you've seen him. There's a show here made in Atlanta. It's called Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell from Adult Swim. And he plays it's basically like an office thing, but like in hell. And he plays a tech guy for Satan. And something happens and Satan turns his hands in like flaming dicks. And he's like, why did you have to put them on fire? And I was talking to Dylan about it. And Dylan's like, yes, I love that scene so much.
That sounds so cool. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Like I said, it's an office comedy based in hell. And it's called Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell.
Okay.
And it's one of those where it's so dumb, it's funny.
I love those. That's my life.
Yeah, it's great. It has, I can't remember who else is in it. If you ever watched Aqua Teen Hunger Force or what is the other show he's been in? Squidbillies.
I don't think so.
Have you ever seen a show called The Thundermans?
Yes.
Okay, the rabbit. The guy who voices the rabbit. He's a big voice actor. Dana Snyder. Yeah. He's in the show as one of the demons.
Oh, that's really cool. I love The Thundermans back in my childhood days. Good show. Quality entertainment.
Yeah, I grew up in that. I'm in that weird thing where I grew up in the late 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. So, like, I know some, like, my girlfriend's 22, so, and I'm 26. So, I'm like, wait, okay, I know some of the shows you watch, but I remember these. Mm-hmm. Like, I still remember watching the Disney games where I had the celebrities playing the field day games.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I was in the weird in between too, because like I watched all of, like the original Disney shows, but then I was watching things like Bob's Burgers and stuff like that. So I feel like I probably shouldn't have been. I kind of forced myself out of the younger group, but yeah, that's a good show.
I went from watching Curious George to The Office. Like, there was no in between.
Yeah, you just jumped.
Yeah.
You leaped. You didn't have a fade. You just went whoop.
Like, what is this? Yeah, I told my nephew, I was like, it is crazy. I think he's close to you guys. He's 15. And I was like, for you, it's so, I was like, you have this, you can just watch anything you want. And I was like, I had to channel surf and find what I wanted to watch. I was like, now that I can have everything at my fingertips, it's endless of what you watch. It used to be like, hey, did you watch what was on Saturday morning yesterday? Did you watch the Spider-Man special? Now it's like, dude, I'm watching this. It's like, I'm trying to catch up on these four before I start those.
Yeah. Yep. I do a similar thing. I'm watching like 7 shows right now, and I still have a list of ones I haven't started. I promise The Mentalist is on my list, Sammy. Gonna watch it. Just, I'm not there yet.
I'm trying to figure out which one is that. Like, I think that's what it was. Was it about the guy, like, If you ever watch Baby's Day Out, he was the main bad guy, and he plays a detective in, like, a show. Is that The Mentalist?
No, I don't think so. Simon Baker is the lead role.
That sounds familiar.
Simon Baker, he's Australian. He's got, like, little blonde curls. No, but he's, like, 40 years old or something.
I would really say that as if people who are 40 can't have, like, curly blonde hair. He has little blonde curls, but he's 40.
I really liked it. It was like a detective show, but I'm really into the behavioral psychology. So he used to be like an ex-psychic before his wife and daughter were murdered. And then he joined up with the CBI, which is like the California Bureau of Investigation.
Oh, I was like, Sammy, it's called the FBI?
No, it was the CBI.
Sammy, honey! Anyway.
Now I'm watching Wire, which is also a good show.
Is that good?
Yeah.
I say that like I'll watch it. I'm not going to. I'll tell you right now.
I definitely am with Tay. I can recommend Psych is a good show.
Psych is such a good show!
It is so, so funny.
Yeah, I told Sammy to watch Psych, and then she accidentally started The Mentalist.
Yeah! And I was like, oh my god, this is what Tay was talking about. And then it wasn't.
But Psych is such a good show. That's another person. I would really love to have James Rhoda on the podcast.
I can't remember which one that is. Is that the... Oh, okay. Cool. Because I know the one guy, if you didn't know this, this is just me being a movie buff. The one guy in that, he is Sam from Holes, the I Can Fix That.
Oh my gosh, really?
No, yeah. Stop it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I know all these weird facts.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I love Psych. I've seen the whole show like once and a half times, and I've seen both of the movies at least once. It's so good.
I have not seen Psych. But
you
I
need
did,
to.
I did read
yeah, it's
Holes.
It's great.
Several times.
But I did read Holes. That's the same thing.
It was a great book.
I'm really glad.
Yeah.
I never read it.
Every time I read it, I like discover a new puzzle.
So, Sammy, you can read Holes multiple times, but you won't watch Psych. Is that what you're saying? Are we going to have beef?
I plead the fifth.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, if you like Psych, I definitely recommend, what is the show? Scrubs, if you haven't seen Scrubs.
That's amazing on my list show. Also. I just haven't gotten to it. I keep starting shows and then not finishing them because I keep, like, starting real, actual good shows and then finding really bad reality TV shows and watching those instead. So I started watching Shameless, and I was like, this is so good. And then I found 90 Day Fiancé, and here we are.
I'm pretty sure I think I've seen a couple. Is that the Big Ed? Where Big Ed is from? The no net guy?
No. Oh, 90 Day Fiancé. I was like, no. Yeah, 90 Day Fiancé. I thought you were talking about Shameless. I was like, yeah.
Oh, no, I know that one. William H. Macy. Yeah, I love that show.
Yes.
Yeah, 90 Fiancé. I didn't watch it. I just saw the memes. I started watching it after I saw the memes. I was like,
yeah.
Who is this guy that
it's
everybody
like,
keeps showing
know,
with the no neck?
Reality TV. I'm very entertained by it.
I know. I was watching I was at my sister's, and I was watching. I was like, I think I'm an adult because I'm watching Love It or List It. And my nephew was like, you don't need to finish the episode. I was like, I need to see if they love the house or they're going to list it. I've seen this episode, but I
Once
need to know if they list it.
Watching something on HGTV, you need to finish it. I need to know what that house is going to look like when they're done renovating it. I don't care if I have things to do or places to be. What are they going to do with the kitchen?
I need to see those tiles with the grout in it. I need to see what it's going to look like.
Are they going to put in the in-ground pool, or are they going to use their budget for the master bathroom? I need to know.
Yes. It's like, what's your budget? $60,000. Oh, you already got enough. Hillary's not going to do everything for you already. I already know.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, I'm a turtle farmer and I pick wildflowers and our budget is $700 million, but we need 7 castles on 1 plot of land. Like, it's always something just so insanely ridiculous. And I'm very entertained by it.
We're a family of two, but we need a minimum of 17 bathrooms.
We need a bedroom for each of our 700 chickens. make it happen. Yeah.
She's like, I'll see what I can do with the 50 grand.
Yeah. Like, we're going to figure something out. Yeah. It's like,
Those shows are so great. And you're like, I know that it's not Drew. I know that they totally, it's not all real.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, they always have something go wrong with the house. I'm like, you just found that there was mold in your house? Really?
Oh my God. Wait, mold or mold?
Like mold. Like they always find something wrong with the house. Like this has been dripping in there for 17 years. Like we have to take some of your budget.
Yeah, there's always something wrong. It's so disappointing on Say Yes to the Dress when their budget is under $5,000. And then you're like, wait a second, $5,000? That's a lot.
It's always like they come in and they're like, my budget is $5,000, but my wedding is in 2 weeks, and I need the most expensive dress in the place. And they're like, well, our most expensive dress is more than $5,000. And Lainey's like, just let me try it on. And then she tries it on. She's like, I love it so much. This has to be my dress. And then everyone's like, we'll give you money for the dress. And then they're like, but we can't get it in 3 days. You know, how that show works.
Are the ones you're like, I'm going to list this. And yeah, it's like, are they like, you're like, oh, we're going to list. I'm like, why? I love your house. I would have kept your house.
Yeah, right? I'm like, I'll take it.
You don't want it. I'll take your house. Hillary did a great job.
Give me your house. Please.
It's like that show back in the day when I was a kid. I was like, I want that room of, what is it? The move that bus. And you're like, what can I do to disable myself so I can get a nice house like that? Because it was always underprivileged or like disabled people. I'm like, wow, I wish I couldn't walk on both my legs so I could get a room like that kid. I know that's terrible.
Yeah. Just a little.
Hi, move that bus.
I never heard of that one.
Huh. Yeah, I can't remember what it is, but it's always the one there. They're like, move that bus. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that if the crowd's standing there, they can see the house behind this tour bus.
Oh, that would make sense.
Okay, I was so confused.
I was really trying to picture what's going on there. I get it now.
Move that bus. I was like, is he talking about a school bus? Like,
no, they'd have like the big tour thing. Like, are you ready to see your house? And like, I'm like, okay. All right, tell him, move the bus. And then they move, like, oh my God, the house is beautiful.
We were both like,
is there someone getting hit by the bus?
I was like, is their house the bus? I was very confused. I get it now, though. It all makes sense. See, we're learning things.
Yeah, he's the guy that was hosted by the guy that used to love the Home Depot commercials in the early 2000s. He's like, hi, this is Ty Templeton, Home Depot.
Yeah, I'm going to pretend to know what you're talking about.
I don't think I was old enough back then to or no Home Depot commercials.
I love them.
But nice.
Want to know what his energy was? It was like a mix between Guy Fieri and the ShamWow guy.
That's great. I love it. He's my new favorite person. Yeah, Sammy loves Home Depot.
Why do you love Home Depot, Sammy? I just, like, when you walk into Home Depot, you're like, this is Home Depot.
Sammy likes how Home Depot smells. That's what she's getting.
Yes.
Like, I get it. That fresh lumber smell is just like, it's like, I think this is what manliness smells like. I think this is what it's supposed to smell like.
Like, if you passed out in Home Depot, or like you just like woke up on another planet, but suddenly you smelled Home Depot, you're like, I know for a fact, if I don't know anything else in this whole world, I know for a fact that is Home Depot.
If you like that smell, I know you said there's the everything candle, and I was thinking about it. There is actually now a brand called Everyday Jack that smells just like that. The bottles look like wood.
My.
I know what I'm getting Sammy for her birthday.
I think it's like men's facial care, body wash, soaps, but it's called Everyday Jack, and the bottles look like wood, and it smells
Sammy,
like cedar wood.
Men's soap for your birthday, then you can always smell like Home Depot.
Just the new segment. Sammy, what are you doing over there while we're recording? I'm smelling the everything sale of Home Depot.
They're like, Sammy, what's your scent? The Home Depot.
You just unlocked something that we should not have unlocked.
Uh-huh. You're still going back from this.
We're
we're screwed. Oh no.
I still think that you guys should make a everything candle.
I keep going to make one and then realizing how much money it would cost me to make one and then not doing it. One day when I'm rich, I'll do it. But that day is not now as a broke high school person. Because, like, I'm like, I could just get, like, one of every scent from Michael's and I could just put them all together. But all of the scents are, like, $4 a piece and there's, like, 20 of them. So that's so much money. And I don't have that much money. But eventually it will happen. Let's just take all the money we gain from the podcast and put it into
you making- say that like we make money from the podcast, Sammy.
What, we get like
yeah, I know you guys have the anchor read, and I did it, and I was like, wow, 2 cents a listen. I was like, I just had 12,000 downloads, and I made $50. Yeah. Thanks, Anchor.
We don't even use Anchor anymore, so we don't even get that cent a listen anymore. Now we're broke.
Yeah, they stopped it like a month ago. I saw it. I was like, oh, why am I haven't made any more money? I was like, your promotion has stopped. I was like, wow,
oh, really?
I still use your app, and you stopped the sponsor.
We just left Anchor. We just don't use Anchor anymore. But that's interesting that they like cut it off.
So what do you guys use now?
We use Podbean now.
Oh, my buddy Sean Vanderloo uses Podbean. You may have heard of his podcast. I don't know. It's called. He has three of them because he has. Yeah, he's. Podcast master, even though he has another job as a postman.
Oh wow.
Yeah, he has it's the Rusted Robot Podcast, Soul Forge, which is sort of where people come on and tell their stories in their life, and then I think Cosmic Pizza is just like a all together where they just make jokes and stuff, and
I love it.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
and then his Soul Forge, he talks shit about the Postal Office of Canada that he works for.
Yeah, we started with Anchor because it was free, and I was like, that's good, but I had some issues with their website, and I could not get help. Like, their customer service was just, like, so not existent, and I was like, we care about this enough, so we get Podbean now. I love Podbean, so I'm not upset about it.
Now, does it have, like, a app that you can get on your phone, or, because I'm looking around for new suppliers or whatever you call them.
Yeah, they have an app. The analytics on the app are not as good as they are on the dashboard, but I'm not really upset about that because I'm at a computer often enough that I just check it when I'm on my computer. But I love Podbean. I haven't had an issue with them so far, and their customer service has been great. I've had to reach out to them a couple times usually it was never their fault. It was always like an issue with me, and they've been super helpful every time. So
awesome. Now, yeah. do they do like in ad, like where you just have commercials that play through your episode, or?
That I don't know. I don't believe so, but I don't know for sure-sies because you pay for it. So I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I know there's a couple people that I listen to and I'm like, wait, how do you get these ads in here?
Yeah. I mean, have you heard an ad in our show?
Not that I know of. And my buddy Sean, I haven't heard one of his, but I didn't know if it was just like something that you had to pay extra for.
Yeah, I don't believe. Well, I know they have a partnership program kind of like Anchor's, but you have to like reach a certain level of something in order to get with it. But they don't make it clear like what you have to reach. I have friends whose show is like wildly successful and they have not reached the minimum to get in the Podbeans thing for whatever reason.
That is crazy.
But I'm not upset about it. There's other ways to make money if we need to make money, and we don't really need to make money, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have a job. Sammy's just vibing. So we don't need to make, like, we're not trying to do this as a career or anything, so.
I live off of natural elements.
Sure. I love Podbean. We've done really well with them, and we've had friends who have done really well with them, too, so.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I've been looking around, and right now I have people that do like they have small businesses, but pandemic has screwed that up. Because I had a sponsorship with a guy. If you listen to the episodes, he does. He is the mustache guru dude that I had, and he sells custom like trolley mustache products and stuff. And
yeah.
I was like, hey, I'll do a deal with you. It's like $40 a month for $10 an episode. And he was like, great. And then the pandemic was like, nah, We're going to cancel it. This man can't go to his conventions and make money.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I think maybe we'll get to that point eventually, but right now we don't need to. And frankly, I don't have the energy to try. So
we're still both dependents.
Yeah, since we're still living with our parents and in high school, it's not that big of a deal for us, at least.
Yes, for sure. And it kind of like for you, like it worked out, like your dad having those mics already.
Yeah, no, like everything we have. And it's it sounds almost like I don't know if it sounds bad or good, but we didn't really buy any of our stuff. We just happened to have all of it. We just happened to have an extra computer, and we just happened to have two Shure SM58 microphones laying around because my dad just likes that stuff. And when I said, hey, Dad, we're doing a podcast, he said, here's some microphones and here's the mic stands and here's the computer. Oh, so like we cool. just kind of had all of it, which is good.
Yeah, that's why I wondered, like, was your dad, like, if he was in like the audio engineering business or something like that?
No, he just likes it.
He's just the gearhead. I get
he's
it.
He's in a band. So he uses, and he's been in bands all his life. So he's kind of just collected these things over his life. And he's not using them right now. So we are using them.
Oh, cool, cool, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, maybe I can get your dad as a guest. That'd be great. As a, promote his band.
I'm sure he would love that, actually.
Yeah, promote your dad's band. I'm always looking for guests.
I feel like my dad would love that. I'll bring it up to him and I'll let you know.
Awesome.
We have the materials, so he would know how to do it. He fixes all of our stuff for us, so he knows how to work everything.
It'll be generational.
I'm following my dad is following in my footsteps. Yeah, it was funny how it all worked out. Like the day I wanted to start a podcast, I was like, hey Dad, I want to start a podcast. He's like, here's a microphone. And he knows how to use Audacity, so he taught me all that stuff too. So like everything we have and have learned, not everything, but most of it, we just had.
Yeah, that's good that you had it, because I know like I wanted to do that for schooling, and I already had, you know, the knowledge for Audacity because I wanted to do voiceover, and I do that a little bit on the side. And I was like, okay, I can use what I know editing these demos and these voices.
Yeah.
I can use that to do podcasts and music. So great. I know how to use this format.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and I also think too, like, if we didn't have this stuff, like with the mics and stuff we were starting on, if we hadn't slowly built and upgraded and gotten to the setup we have now, I don't think we would still be doing this.
Yeah.
At least not to this. We started with two like $35 microphones off Amazon using this website called Clean Feed, but Sammy's Wi-Fi is non-existent. And like recording episodes, like recording a 20-minute episode would take us like 3 hours, and it didn't sound good. And so I think if we hadn't upgraded and made it all work, this wouldn't be happening right now. So we got very fortunate.
I know, like if Taya wasn't my best friend, I wouldn't know anything, because I still don't know anything.
It's okay. Almost neither do I. Most of it I get from my dad, or I just beg people to help me.
Like, I occasionally show up with headphones and talk, but, like, I have no equipment.
Yeah. Yeah. We got very, because we wouldn't have been able to, like, buy this for children.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just got very lucky. We had the motivation, and my dad had the things. And it all
yeah, it was definitely for my setup. I was using, I think, an old iPhone and like a $20 Amazon mic. And then I was like, okay, I need to upgrade. So I was like, hey, babe, you want to get me something for Christmas? Get me the Blue Yeti. I'll buy the laptop if you'll get me the Blue Yeti for Christmas.
We wanted Blue Yetis. And then my dad said, but I have microphones. I think these are better, though, because I think we wouldn't have done so well with two condenser mics. But yeah, I don't know if people can hear a difference, and I don't know if people have listened intently enough to care, but for our first like 10 episodes, our setup changed every time. We would go from both of us remotely on one microphone, to both of us together on one microphone, to both of us together but on two microphones, and then we were sharing a condenser mic, and then we had these, but we didn't have pop filters, so it wasn't that good, and then I was editing, and then I wasn't editing, and then I was normalizing, and then I was compressing, and it was very all over the place. And now it's all routine, but it wasn't.
Let me paint you a picture. On Thursdays, during our lunch break, I would come over with bagels,
And at one point, Taya and I would sit on her basement floor. This was for the Connecticut episode. I remember.
This was for the Connecticut episode only, because it did not go well.
Yeah. And I had to turn around so that you wouldn't have to look at my face while you said Connecticut.
We were like, it was bad. It was bad. But we've evolved. We've adapted. We have two microphones now. All is well.
Yeah, I definitely, being a podcaster myself, I don't know for other people, but I could tell, like, I'm like, okay, I can see their quality. I can see the difference here. I can see the difference, especially using different mics and recording with other people. I'm like, okay, I can tell when one's over here and one's over here.
Like, that was an issue for a long time. And that was like the thing where we were finally like, we need two microphones, because we could never balance it out with one microphone in a way that was like comfortable for us to be the distance apart or together we needed to record the episode. So having two and being able to like adjust our own is very nice.
Here's another picture for you. At one point, me and Taya each had one earbud in. So we
that
were
was the episode
connected.
We did the first episode we did with Kyle. I don't know if you heard that episode. It was a super funny episode, but our audio quality was so shit. We were sharing one condenser mic with no pop filter, and we were like less than a foot away from it each, because we were sharing headphones and needed to be close together. But I'd also turned our microphone up to 100 in Audacity, so we were popping and clipping so badly the whole episode. That was the week we're like, we're never doing that again. And we got two. I was like, I can never go through this ever again. And we fixed it. So that's, at least we fixed it, you know, at least it's better.
There are some great advantages to having Taya as my best friend, because I...
Thank you.
Yeah, no, like, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
She has a 3D printer. Like,
I do.
How cool is that?
I do have a 3D printer, and I have a Danny DeVito tapestry, which is
that
the best
is
feature
true.
As a best friend.
Yes, I am definitely jealous of your Cricut sticker maker, too.
I have that also. I have a lot of things. I have a violin, because I play the violin. I have a Tom Holland poster that's also in here. We just have a lot of, my family just has things.
I'll have to send it to you later, since I know you love Tom Holland. I had to send it to you later. Everybody sees it when we video chat. I'm not at my house now, but I have the Homecoming poster of from Spider-Man. And you know the little photograph things you get with like the little sticks and stuff for photos? There was a handlebar mustache, and I have it strategically placed perfectly on him when he's swinging. So he's swinging with
awesome.
The little handlebars, and everybody's like, is
that
a handlebar mustache on Spider-Man? And I'm like, yes.
I love that. That's so cool.
Like I said, I get that call, I'll definitely send you a photo, because everybody asked about it, and they're like, dude, holy crap. I'm like, yeah, it's not on the actual poster. Trust me, I wouldn't do that.
That's awesome. I love Spider-Man. I love Tom Holland.
Have you heard the news about, because this is a geek one too, have you heard any of the news of who's going to be in the third movie?
I've heard the rumors, but I'm
sure
not getting
it's
going to
be Doc Ock is coming back. There, for sure, I know the actor who played Doc Ock and Tobey Maguire is coming back.
Okay, that's awesome. I've heard a lot of things, and I'm not getting my hopes up for any of them. That's what I will say, because I don't want to get excited about something. I feel like they'll even say something, and then they'll lie to us. So I'm just not going to believe anything.
All you have to do is just listen to Tom. He'll slip it out.
Yeah, well, either that or they'll feed him false information to slip out. And then I'll be like, Tom said it, so it must be true. And then it won't happen. And then I'll be sad. So this time around, I'm just going to believe nothing until I see it with my eyes.
Yes, I love how they played that in the commercial to the thing where they now say, like, well, he told me this. And they played on Tom blurting everything.
Mm-hmm. And as someone who watches every interview Tom Holland has ever done. I know.
Yes, he's in a one I need to still watch. It's a movie about, like, I think Frankenstein, I think, or something. It's something like in that, where he plays like a scientist or something like the 1800s.
Okay. I don't think I know what you're talking about.
I'll have to look it up. If I find the title, I'll send it to you. But he's like in the 1800s with like another famous actor, and they're like scientists or something, of like Frankensteinish type of thing.
Yeah, if you find out, let me know, because I don't know what you're talking about.
It's not devils all the time,
no.
Right?
No, okay. That's, no. You watch the devil all the time, Sandy.
I think I've blocked it out of my memory.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, now I'm very intrigued to know what you're talking about, because I don't know.
Now, one thing I ask all my guests, and it's that I always ask because of the fandom thing, what are your guys, like, top, I'd say three fandoms and two honorable mentions?
Oh, there's so many. Oh, there's so many. Sammy, do you want to go first? I'm going to have to process for a minute.
You're going to have to explain to me what you mean.
It just depends. Anything, like, pop culture, geeky, nerdy, or literature, anything you like fancy or makes you feel like, ooh, I like this thing and I'm gonna buy everything of this.
I have so many. I'll go first. I'll let you think. Okay. I think I got it. Ex-Lovers, favorite band, 100%, every time. I love them. Most of mine is music. I love movies and TV, but I'm a musician myself and I have a lot of friends based on music, so I gravitate more towards music naturally, but definitely NF. He's a rapper. I love him. His mixtape came out the other day and it's so good. I can't stop listening to it. And he's like very much exactly what you say. Like, I have two sweatshirts and I'm getting more. And I bought the signed copy of his mixtape. Like, I love him. I was gonna go see him in concert, but then I couldn't. John Bellion, another musician. I have posters. I've seen him virtually in concert. I have hoodies and sweatshirts. Ex-Lovers, favorite band. I have all their things. I work for them now. I didn't mention that earlier. I'm actually one of their staff members now. After we talked in the podcast, I became friends with them, and now we're friends, and I work for them, which is unbelievable. And then honorable mentions will have to go to Brooklyn Nine-Nine and anything Andy Samberg has or ever will ever do. I love him. And John Mulaney, everything and anything. I love them also. But they're all equal in my mind. They're all the top in my brain.
Nice.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I am not a big pop culture person.
I thought you were gonna be like, I'm not a big fan of any or anyone. I hate everyone.
For a while, I convinced everyone I was dating Grant Gustin from The Flash, and mostly that's just because I was a nerd and I loved the sciency talk
you
that they
loved
would do.
Him so much.
I did. I really did. I feel that I've grown out of that phase, however.
That's the type of thing you never really grow out of.
I still do own a giant onesie of the Flash costume.
Ooh.
Which I wear on a regular basis.
I have a Spider-Man one, too. Sometimes.
Ooh, I'm jealous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else?
I'm trying to think of what I know you like.
Bob Ross. I'm a big Bob Ross fan.
Yep.
Bob Ross, like, whenever, like, I really feel COVID's effects, Bob Ross can pull you out, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think you're pretty big on the Brooklyn Nine-Nine, too. You were, at least.
I was-ish. Ish. It was more my brother and sister, but...
You're the one that got me into it.
That's the annoying thing about my two siblings. They'll watch the... I'll get into a TV show, and then, since I'm a junior in high school, I won't have time to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll continue to watch it, so eventually I'm just too far behind. I like water. I'm a fan of water. I just feel like water is underrated.
This is just more proof of the dynamic of our friendship. I had so many, and Sammy is talking about water.
I think water is underrepresented. I mean, you really don't think about it until you don't have it, and then you're like, man, water is so important. So.
Am I like the water in your life, Sammy?
Yeah, you are, Sam.
Aw, so you're the water in my life.
Thanks. Couldn't live without you.
Couldn't live without you. Literally. Anyway, because you can't live without water.
So if you are a fan of water, what is your favorite brand of water?
love the water that comes out of my tap.
Like, Sam is a big sink water guy.
I'm a huge sink water person. It just has, like, a naturally water taste. It just, the water that comes in the bottles, it just tastes stale. Does that make sense?
My favorite water is Smart Water, but okay.
Yes, I have to agree.
I like Smart Water or Fiji Water, but that's too bougie for me most of the time. But tap water's good too, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big tap water.
Yeah, I feel you on the Fuji. I had a friend in high school who used to buy one every day. I was like, dude, holy crap. Let me try that just to see if it's actually as good as you say
good
it is.
Water.
And I was like, it's pretty good. I was like, how much did you pay for this thing? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to stick with my $1.09 Smart Water.
Water, but it's good water. You know, there's a difference. I stand by that.
I like their labels. It's pretty cool.
Their bottles are very pretty. It's pretty water.
Fancy water. Imported water. That's what it is, right? Yeah. Imported water.
Fancy water.
Yes, for sure. Awesome. Yeah. Like I said, everybody's into it. Like I try to tell people, yeah, it says geeky podcast, but like everybody's into fandom is just whatever you like. That can be cars.
Yeah.
That can be whatever.
Water.
Whatever
you
you're
like
fancy.
Water.
Yeah.
With you. Yeah, sure, Sally. Sure.
Do you want to tell everybody your links and everything? They can find you.
I would love to tell everyone all of our things. You can find us pretty much anywhere. Our name is very unique. It's just the Offbeat Worm Podcast. So if you Google it, all of our stuff will come up. If you want to follow us on Instagram or Twitter, both of those are Offbeat Worm. We have a TikTok now. Sometimes I post funny things, not that often, but sometimes that's Offbeat Worm Pod. Listen to our show. I think it's very funny. I think the energy is pretty similar to your show. I love your show. I love my show. Everyone who loves your show should listen to our show. We have a lot of fun and it's a good time. So you can look us up at Offbeat Worm Podcast, or you can on all major podcast platforms and all of the things. That was good. That felt good.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's it.
Yeah. That's what I tried to make when I did mine. I was like, okay, what can I make the easiest? Is this taken? Nope. Okay, full podcast name. I'm like, Phantom Squad Podcast on everything.
Yeah. Well, and that was the one benefit of our name being so unique, is that no one has taken any of our things. So we're slowly trying to snatch up we bought the domain and we have the Gmail and we have all this stuff. That was the good thing about having the unique name.
Now, that is one thing I forgot to ask. How did you come up with that name?
You know, and no one ever believes me when I say this, I had a name for the podcast, and it was taken, and I was mad, so I went to Random Word Generator, and this is the first thing that came up, and I said, good enough, and that's it.
Actually, I don't know if you remember, we went on a walk to come up with the names. And one of them was a geek and nerd in a protein shake, something like that. We had a lot of
names, but every name we had was somehow taken.
Yeah.
And we already kind of had the Offbeat Worm, so we're like, we'll just stick with it.
I don't know how a geek and nerd in a protein shake was taken, but
you know, there's a podcast for everything these days, Sammy.
It sounds like a geeky workout podcast.
Yeah, which is not our show. So that's probably good that we did not pick that. People would have been very misled.
All right, everyone. That's going to be another episode of the Phantom Squad Podcast. Would you guys like to say our outro?
Enjoy the madness. Hello, friends. I'm Taya.
And I'm Sammy.
And we'll catch you on the offbeat.
You are now leaving the Phantom Squad Podcast.
You've been listening to the Discussing Network. Find out more at discussingnetwork.com.